Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Our guest today on Let's Talk Pella is Pella City Councilman and mayoral candidate Jim Mueller.
Jim, thank you so much for taking a little bit of time and joining us today. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. I'm glad to be here.
And, of course, you're running for mayor of Pella. That office is open this fall. And for folks who aren't aware of Jim Mueller, we'd just like to first give you a chance to kind of give us maybe the Reader's Digest version of life to this point and how you got to Pella and Sure. why you're running for mayor.
Sure. Well, I'm born and bred in Iowa, grew up in Cherokee, Iowa, and went to Iowa State University, got my undergraduate there, went to Drake, got my master's degree, met my wife while working at Yonkers, and one of the things that we both wanted to do was to come back to a smaller community to raise our children because we love the values of a small town, and so there was no better place to go back to than Pella. She's originally from here. We thought very highly of the environment, the Dutch heritage, and wanted to be able to send our kids out to play in the morning and feel very comfortable that they'd be safe and sound. And as they say, a neighborhood watching over your kids to make sure that it takes a village to raise your children. So that's what we wanted.
All right, very good. And public service is something you are familiar with. Of course, you're on the city council right now. And what's the motivation behind serving in that capacity and then now moving on to try to serve as mayor?
I've always been very politically minded. In fact, while I was going to school, my undergraduate, first 2 years as an undergraduate, I was in political science. So I've always been very politically minded. I've been one of those kind of people that if I see something that needs to change or something I can improve on, God gave me lots of good gifts, and I like to share those. And I'm one that enjoys getting involved and trying to impact positively different situations.
Okay, now you spoke about some gifts that that you felt you've been given, and what are mm-hmm. some of those gifts that you see benefiting the folks of Pella in a leadership role like mayor?
I think I'm a good team developer. I try to develop a consensus rather than an authoritarian type approach. I like to get all sides of the input, hear both sides of a story, and try to make an objective decision that benefits the total community.
Okay, and are those some things that have benefited you in your private life, in your professional life, that you think will transfer over well?
Yes, I've been working for two different companies basically since I graduated from college. I worked for 11 years at Yonkers, and now I've worked for 17 years at Story Kenworthy in Des Moines. And yes, they both have benefited me very well. I've been in charge of the finances for Story Kenworthy, and I was in the finance division at Yonkers for a number of years.
So we've talked about some of the tools that you have to try to move Pella forward, and what are some of the things that you see Pella needs to move for? What are some of the challenges that Pella faces, and maybe your vision for the future?
Sure. You know, one of the things that as the world actually gets smaller with technology is we can no longer compete as an individual. We really need to start to think more globally, more regionally, even as a community, and try to reach out to our close-by neighbors and try to market ourselves, not just Pella, but as a regional entity, so that we can try to draw additional businesses into the community as well as provide benefits to our citizens.
Okay. What sort of benefits are we talking about? Jobs and that sort of thing?
Jobs, housing, entertainment, all of those things, yep.
So just in a general sense, growing Pella in accord with growing the rest of the region.
Correct. And I think in order to compete really on a national basis, you can't just be a small town Iowa of 8,000 or 10,000 people. You really have to try to market that regionally, where a group of 30,000, over a much larger footprint may market better.
It's kind of a power in numbers sort of thing.
Yes.
All right. And so your experience on city council, how do you feel like your experience on city council would be a positive in this new role should the people of Pella agree with you and elect you mayor?
Well, I think one of the things is we've been able to achieve a lot of successes. I'm very pleased with what we've been able to accomplish in the 8 years that I've been on council. We really focused on reducing the city debt, which we've done significantly. If we or when we complete this transaction on the CB4 power plant, we'll be able to reduce our debt down to about $9 million. And 8 years ago when I got on council, the debt and debt commitments were right around $54 million. So we've done some significant improvements, but also anybody can just cut a budget. We've still been able to add back some of the programs like the Golden Van that provides access for seniors to be able to move around the community. That was cut under a prior council, and we were able to add that back. Also, we were able to complete the Adventure River this last cycle as well. And so we've been able to do a lot of debt reduction, but also we've been able to move the city forward as well.
Okay. So debt reduction is certainly a positive that any mm-hmm. city would be proud of. What are some things that you see as some challenges that the city of Pella faces in the near term or maybe even in the long term?
Well, I think one of the things that we're really going to see as a nation, as a state, and as a community is continued pressure on finances. We're going to have to make sure that we really watch where we spend our money and what we spend it on and make sure we get the biggest bang for the buck. And again, that's another one of those regional kind of concepts that when you go to market to try to purchase products or purchase services, you can do so much more efficiently if you're a larger group, if you will, trying to do that. So, also, I see the aging infrastructure. I think there's an awful lot of communities in Iowa that are facing the same situation, that the infrastructure really started being put in the ground, if you will, you know, around the turn of the century. And a lot of that is really well past its life expectancy, and it's not cheap to replace that. And that's one of the things that our city administrator and Public Works have done is they've really gone in, analyzed all of the things that we have in the city, and they've prioritized those things. And that's really done very, very well, that you can do a piece of it each year and you don't let it build up to the point where all of a sudden it's a huge project that you just can't manage.
Okay. And just to kind of close out here, I'll let you have the floor and just kind of give folks just sort of your boilerplate message for your campaign this season.
You know, I'm very happy to have been given the opportunity to serve on the city council the last 8 years. I think I can provide the city with effective, forward-looking leadership that really does want to listen first and act second.
All right, very good. Well, Jim, thank you so much for your time today, and good luck in the race.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Again, that was our guest, Pella City Councilman and mayoral candidate Jim Mueller on today's Let's Talk Pella. Today's Let's Talk program is available on demand at KNIAKRLS.com and the radio audio media player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine for your official Weather Eye meteorologist forecast on KNIAKRLS.